quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we will definitely prove it. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. We're on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, and radio station, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Source at 128 years of age will be with us. Attorney Laura Snoke from the state of Illinois will be with us. Mark Mancini, a Pirates fan from Pittsburgh, PA, will be with us. And I was born in Venice, California, not Venice, Italy. And I don't know if that matters one way or the other. However, Matthew Diabas, of course, with us many, many times, the co-host. He's written Patriarchs of the Dugout, Baseball's Greatest Managers. We'll talk to Matthew about all the great managers in the history of baseball, Walter Alston versus Tommy Lasorda, and whatever. And of course, we'll play some Barron sports trivia. But I am perhaps the least religious human being on earth. However, I know now there is an 11th commandment. It is called greed shall take over the world of sports. In the National Football League, for example, come September, first game of the season in Australia, San Francisco versus the Rams. Guess what? Netflix. I don't even know if the local cities can pick it up, but I don't think so. So that's one thing. Okay, get to Christmas. Last couple years, Netflix had the first two games and Prime had the third game. Seems that Netflix has offered more money for the third game. They may get the third game. So unless you have Netflix, you're going to be totally shut out on Christmas. Okay, that's a great happy hello to you. NCAA, we had 16, 24, 32, 48, 56, 64, now 76 schools starting next year in the NCAA tournament, which means four extra games, which means a few extra bucks, which means the regular season means very little. Even the conference tournaments mean very little. You have the Big Ten getting 10 teams in without the conference tournament. Now they're going to get 12 or 13. I don't know what you can tell you about that, but you can email us at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Greed, NBA. On Prime? I thought Prime just had the first round. No. Prime, ESPN, NBC, and ABC. You figure it out. I give up. Okay. Email us, sportsfred@ao.com. MLB, a lot to talk about there, obviously, too, and we can discuss that. Two games on Friday now from Apple. For a few years, it was just one. Now you're locked out of two. All straight away on Sports Overnight America.
At Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly. Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey, y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America with Art, with Laura, with Mark, and yours truly, Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Later, Matthew DeBoss, a many-time co-host on this show, taken 4 years to written Patriarchs of the Dugout, baseball's greatest manager. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. And let's start talking what's going on as far as greed, and more greed. And we talk about this all the time on Sports Overnight America. Art, we discover this week, National Football League opening game in Australia, 49ers-Rams. Should be a dynamite game. The problem is, unless you have Netflix, you can't get it. Any comments?
But what's going to be really interesting is, since they're a full day ahead of us, are they going to play like on Monday and we get to watch it on Sunday? Is that how that's going to work?
So they're going to start the game at 10:30 in the morning
in Australia.
So it can be viewed in prime time here.
There you go. So television basically calls the show, and God only knows that eventually, within 5 years, we're not going to be able to watch anything on regular over the air linear TV. It's all going to be streaming. It's all going to be for the dollars. But the NFL had a little problem this week. They thought they were going to be able to sell the Seattle Seahawks right around $9, $10 billion. And the market is so soft, it's looking more like $7 or $8 billion. So we may have reached that point where we may have slayed the goose with the golden egg.
Laura, you don't have your Dodger cap on. Let's talk greed, and more greed. And
beautiful glasses.
I do have my Laker jersey on because I thought I'd give them some inspiration. You know, the interesting thing about that is I watched the game last night, the Laker-Thunder game, which was on Prime Ticket. The broadcast was horrible. It did that filtering or buffering thing a couple of times. It missed a whole minute of the game at one point. And the camera work was really weird. It was like you were watching it sort of through a fishbowl. I think Art's right. I think that's where the future is. Clearly the future is in streaming, and we're going to go back to one or two or three networks that are free, and everything else is going to be that you have to pay for. I I hope at least it gets to more pay-per-view options so you don't have to spend $100 a month for,
think about these poor families, Laura, that, they want to take their son or daughter to a game, a family of four. And, the one thing I give the Angels credit for is that 40 and 40 deal where you could, get four tickets for $40. It includes a hot dog and it includes a soda for the kids. That's a great deal for the Angels.
Have no fan base. What I read this morning is the Angels are playing this weekend. I forget who they're playing. There's one seat for $5.
Oh, man.
That same seat.
Try getting that Dodger Stadium.
Wait a second. That same seat when the Dodgers come to town next week or go across the freeway, $105. It's supply and demand.
Rat infestation at Angel Stadium. So why would
virus
you pay
too?
Well, doubt.
It's now affected the ship.
Mark, you're a Pirates fan, and any comments about greed in the National Football League and the NBA and sports in general? Take it away.
Well, I think when you look at the NFL, and this is where I think it's stupid with a capital S, because why would you take a home division game like the 49ers and Rams, and I think it's a Rams home game, whether it's a 49er home game or what,
it's a 49er home game.
Why would you take that game out of that rivalry and take that? It'd be almost like the Dodgers and Giants.
I would say
you would take an Arizona game.
Well,
why
aren't you introducing these people to preseason games and leave the regular season games where they're at?
That's
the thing. Nobody cares about the preseason, but if you're going to take it to another country, they're going to get all giggly-eyed and googly-eyed over it.
But Mark, you know what the tickets cost in the preseason? The same as you pay in the regular season.
Yeah, expensive.
Well, but everybody's dressed up as an empty chair. It's Halloween. Nobody's going to those preseason games to see backup.
So you're saying, like Chick Hearn used to say, there's a lot of people dressed like Saints here tonight.
But again, Mark,
I don't have nothing to worry about in Pittsburgh. Everything's going good. The Pirates are selling
out.
It's
all right. They had a day game the other day, and there was not a soul in the stadium at PNC.
Well, come on, man. The temperature is not as good as sunny Southern California.
Looks like Aaron Rodgers will be a Steelers. Mark, any comment about that?
I love it. I love it. He'll hold it down another year.
So is he going to play till he's 50?
Well, he's good. He can still do it. He's got that little chip on the shoulder. I like him.
It's a boulder the size of Colorado.
He's in my top five of guys with chips on their shoulder, right behind Manny Machado and Fernando.
And he's such a great team player, too, Mark. Tell me about what a team player he is.
Hey, come on. He's ahead of Yasiel Puig.
I know.
Well, the bottom line, of course, he was hit hard when he first got drafted. And so when they drafted Jordan Love, he paid the club back, and he's always been the same way. However, when he filled in on Jeopardy, I thought he was fantastic. I thought he was great.
He married Danica Patrick.
He is cerebral, and he'll tell you that, Fred.
Many times over. Yes, he will. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. All right, let's get down to it. Vrabel, Rossini, can the NFL, should the NFL do anything? Matt Vrabel, I got to tell you something. When he gets up in front of the team come August or July in preseason, some of those guys are going to be laughing at him. Art, you played in the National Football League, or you kicked the National Football League. Any comments about Vrabel and his club in the NFL?
I'm kind of done with the Rossini and Vrabel deal. You got owners that do the same thing. You've got humans all over society. People make mistakes of judgment. And I think he's already apologized to his wife. He's gone for some treatment in different places. And, I don't know. I question the reality of the whole situation sometimes, because you really don't know how you can get the truth. How do you really find out what's going on? And if she loses her job and he doesn't lose his job, that just shows you how wrong society is, because what's good for the goose should be good for the gander as well.
Laura, you have any thoughts about Vrabel and Rossini and what might happen to him or what might not happen to him?
I think she already resigned.
Yes.
has lost her job.
Oh, so she resigned. She wasn't forced to.
Well,
to leave.
I mean, who knows? You know, she was in a much more compromising position than he was, because she was getting inside information potentially, and she was a reporter.
That's
I don't
good
know
point.
What. I mean, they both could, he could have gotten inside information from her too. I mean, I guess, but I just think the whole thing is personal.
Yeah. And
them and their respective families. And it's a little sordid, but it's none of my business. The guy's a great coach. He was a great player. I don't think it has anything to do with football. I think, you know, there, I just,
so what you're saying is a lot
it's
of
like
coaches
there's this
over,
fake morality. Like
a lot
said,
of coaches
sort of a,
in the NFL over the years. May
yeah.
Have done
it's like
what
this
he's
fake
done,
morality. Yeah. Like we're going to, you know, I mean, the Democrats, I think, do it more with their politicians than the Republicans do, of course, since we have a convicted sex abuser as president. But, you know, I mean, it's like these things are personal to me. I mean, I'm a big advocate, obviously, for women's rights and for, you know, the rights of people who are being abused. And but in this case, they're pretty equal. These two
well,
people.
Hey, Laura,
I don't
when
see
you,
any,
you said I, that, when you said that, since I'm at Trump National in D.C., the power started to wane a little bit.
I'm already on the list. It doesn't matter.
Mark, you're a religious guy. In 30 seconds, Mark, Mike Vrabel, what do you think?
Well, I think Drake May sized it up personally. You know, he's a great man. And, you know, we can go back to the Bible days when God told Adam and Eve not to eat the apple, you know? So, I mean, you know, this has been going on for the turn of the century. And like Laura said, I totally agree with her that it's personal. And why is it anybody's business? And why is it even a story if it's two people that are, you know, doing whatever they're doing?
Well, you know, all the prohibitions in the Bible against things, you know that they were happening, right?
I read the part. I read that part about Sodom and Gomorrah too.
All of it. You know.
All right, that's it for Mike Vrabel. Come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show, and back after this on Sports Overnight.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment if you qualify. It costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everybody, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Later, Matthew DeVos, patriarch of the dugout, baseball's greatest managers. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, and quite a book. It's very strong on certain managers. I might disagree, but certainly something you must read if you're a baseball fan at all. All right, let's play some Barron sports trivia. And Laura, first question, the Dodger question. That's why I thought you might be wearing a Dodger cap. It said you're wearing the Laker shirt. All right, Laura, you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
I am the worst trivia player in the world.
You wearing a Laker shirt ready. Or a Laker shirt?
Here we go. You ready?
I said, as ready as the worst trivia player can be.
It's a Dodger question. You might get it. This major league player who's still playing has hit more home runs against your favorite club, the Dodgers, than anyone else who's still playing. He's hit 36 home runs against your LA Dodgers.
I know that. Ooh.
Well, we'll see. Don't say anything if you know this. Of course, you are the World's Worst Sports Handicapper.
Yeah, so I know.
Laura, what do you think?
We know it's not a rookie.
I know this.
I thought I just heard who that was, but now I can't remember.
I know this. I think I got it. In 95 games, he's hit 36 home runs. He's a one-man wrecking crew. It's Christian Walker.
Christian Walker, who's going to be traded, I think, or left go by the Astros because
that was a good dig right there, Mark. Because I mean,
that's a good dig. It really is. Is he right, Art?
I don't think so.
You don't think?
I think there's one other guy that might have more home runs than him against the Dodgers.
Who might that be?
I'm trying to think for a split second here.
Hold on.
Hang on.
To answer this question in the middle of the night at 128 years of age, somebody like you.
I haven't had my Prevagen in 3 days since I've been on the road, Fred.
Oh, then you have
I have a dearth of a space between my ears, Fred, and my cabeza. So I'm going to go with Mark. I'm going to go with Mark on this one.
I thought Artie was going to go against me. He's going to be the 23-1 horse in the Derby.
Yeah, there we go. Here I come. Hang on.
Let me give you.
I was going to say Paul Goldschmidt.
Well, you'd have been right, but you didn't take Prevagen, so you're wrong.
But that was who I was going to pick.
Walker's in the top two or three. He's got like 25 home runs against the Dodgers.
Goldie, I think, is the most underrated baseball player in the last 12 years.
Starting with the Cardinals and then with the Arizona Diamondbacks and now
Mark.
With the Yankees. And that's, of course, now, you know, being with the Yankees, he's not going to face the Dodgers. And Walker's with the Astros, and unless he's traded back to National League, he's not going to face the Dodgers many times either. Okay, 0-1 for the club. And nothing new here on Sports Overnight America. All right, here we go.
Mendoza line.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Mark, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I said many times on this show that I think Bill Russell was the best sports talk show host I've ever heard in my life at KBC Radio in Los Angeles. I was his assistant producer for a couple of years. And when he left to go to Seattle, of course, I lost him as the best sports talk show host. But who replaced him as coach of the Boston Celtics. Who replaced him as coach of the Boston Celtics way back in 1969? Who replaced him? Famous player. Famous player.
It was Dave Cowan.
He liked to drink beer.
Who?
He liked to drink beer.
Oh, Tommy Heinsohn. That's right. Tommy Heinsohn.
Tommy Heinsohn.
Tommy Heinsohn.
Tommy Heinsohn. Okay, Art, is that right? Tommy Heinsohn?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Laura,
unless it's Bill Finch.
I think it might be Bill Finch. I think it's right, too.
I like Laura.
Laura's just saying that because she doesn't have the answer, and so she's going along with the guy.
Oh,
so remember now, Mark is the World War Sports handicapper, so are you sure you want to stay with that?
Come on, Laura.
He's trying to talk you out of it now, the old game show host here.
I love Laura.
Tommy Heinsohn's the answer. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So
thank God. Yeah, so Laura will always stick with me now.
All right. Art, at 128 years of age, you got a shot at this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Wow. Tommy Heinsohn and Bob Cousy played at the same college, not at the same time, but they played at the same college. Which college did Cousy, who's still alive, play along with? Again, he was the same college as Tommy Heinsohn. Who might that have been?
Wow.
Oh, man, I want to.
I know Bill Sharman played for USC, but that's not it. Who would they play for? Bob Cousy. God, I want to kind of say Ohio State, but I think that's wrong. I'm gonna take a long shot and say like St. John's or somebody like that.
St. John's, a religious school. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Laura, Bob Cousy, Tommy Heinsohn.
I have no space in my brain for anything relating to the Celtics.
Well, Art,
I don't know.
Art, can you send her some Prevagen?
We'll give her
the special edition, which is like you have to chew on it from four sides to get it to work.
Mark,
I want to see Cincinnati.
University of Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Who broke my heart in 1962, knocking off UCLA in the semifinals. Yep.
We're all wrong, you guys. We need a hit, Fred.
Well, it was a religious school, so you were closer, Art.
It was a religious school, so it wasn't Notre Dame. How about Boston College?
Notre Dame.
What?
Notre Dame,
St. John's, all wrong. Is Boston College a religious school?
Yeah.
Villanova
is still incorrect. Keep going, guys.
Well, he didn't play for BYU. I knew that. So
I got to tell you, the most religious name of all these. You can't get a more religious name than this school.
St. Mary's?
Loyola Marymount?
Holy Cross.
Holy Cross. Well, there you go.
You want to know something?
Well, when's the last time Holy Cross
made
the 76 team NCAA tournament?
I had a cousin go to that school. I think it's in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Are they the Crusaders? Is that what Holy Cross are? Are they Crusaders?
I don't know what they are.
That's their name, I think.
It's in Worcester, Mass, I think.
All right. And it's spelled like Worcester, but it is Worcester.
Yeah.
Yes, you are 100% correct. All right, Laura, another chance here on Sports Overnight America and Barron Sports Trivia. First no-hitter in the state of California. Who threw it? First no-hitter in the state of California. So it had to be 1958, the Dodgers and the Giants. And
her all-time hero.
Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax was second. I was there. June 2nd or 3rd of 1962. Somebody beat him by 1 month. Art, you know who might have beaten him by one month?
Maybe Dean Chance?
Dean Chance of the Angels. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Laura, is it Dean Chance of the Angels? It's not Sandy Koufax.
I don't even know who Dean Chance is. So
right-hander who threw hard.
I'm a lawyer. I'm not a sportscaster.
I get it.
I'm just here.
I get another one he threw out there. Juan Marichal, possibly?
Oh, he had. He wasn't up that point.
Okay. I got a T-shirt, and this guy was on LSD with the Pittsburgh Pirates. I see it's Doc Ellis.
You know what, Mark? You're wrong, but you said something that this guy might have been on something also.
Oh God!
Bo Belinsky's the answer.
Wow!
As soon as you said that, I knew that you were going there.
I became friends with him in the 90s in Las Vegas when I was doing a show on 840 AM Vegas and nationally. And we had lunch a few times. He had found his religion, Mark, and he was a totally a different person. He passed away of bladder cancer, but very nice man.
Sure when had I the starlets on his arm in the old days, man.
Maybe Van Doren.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Not at all.
One more question on Barron's Sports Trivia in the last minute or so of this segment. Let's see if...
Artie looks like he's got a stogie. He looks
all right,
like
the world. Later, we're going to have Matthew DeBoss, and he's going to talk about great managers. Alston, one of them. 1955, the Dodgers finally won the World Series. Sandy Amoros didn't start in left field, but Alston put him in left field and put Jim Gilliam at second base. And then this player, Art, hit the line drive down the left field line that would have given the Yankees at least a tie.
Joe DiMaggio. I was there. I was sitting in the left field bleachers.
You say it's Joe DiMaggio? Okay. Laura, is it Joe D or is it somebody else?
How can I argue with somebody who was there and saw the game?
Because it wasn't Joe DiMaggio.
It's Mickey Mantle.
It's not Mickey Mantle.
Willie Davis?
It was Yogi Berra going the other way.
It was Yogi Berra, number eight. Who was the number eight? Who was the other number eight that used to wear a Yankee uniform, number eight?
Elston Howard.
Bill Dickey was the other
Yankee catcher. History.
Nothing better than those two catchers as far
Sandy
as.
Sandy Amoros, that catch, though, you guys. I mean, that was.
Astounding. I have a question for you guys.
A trivia question.
We got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I have a question for you guys to contemplate. Every other sport, of all the other major sports, after a game is over, congratulate the other team, especially football and basketball, except baseball, right? Baseball never congratulates the other team.
You're not going to do it after one game. You might have to do it after a series.
They never do it. Period.
I never do it, but I mean, you couldn't do it after one game.
So I'm just asking all of you, why do you?
But
think
I will
that
tell is? You guys this: the girls' softball, which I've been watching a little bit of lately in the NCAA playoffs, they really do. They line up and they congratulate each other, and the sportsmanship. Women have way better sportsmanship than men have, I think, in college sports.
We're going to come back and talk to Matthew Diabas, Patriots of the dugout, and a whole lot more on sports overnight.
Chick-fil-A's new Frosted Sodas and Floats, it's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new Frosted Sodas and Floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new Frosted Soda or Float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new Frosted Soda and Float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Drivers who switch their home and auto with Progressive could save money and time. Other things try to do this, but they really don't. Like the touchscreen at fast food places. It's not like you save time because it takes you longer to use a touchscreen than, I don't know, someone who works there. And another thing, you'd think it would save money because they're not paying a cashier, right? But no, same price. Also, why is there an option to tip? Who am I tipping? Exactly. Anyway, even if you can't save money and time with some things, you could with a Progressive home and auto bundle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Helper out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. And of course, Matthew DiAbbasso, many time co-host on this show, but he's also a writer, a fine writer. He's written many a book, and now the latest, Patriarchs of the Dugout, Baseball's Greatest Managers. And Matthew, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I love you all. It's good to be back, and I love you all. Thank you. Thank you.
So it took you 4 years, but let's talk about the rules as far as how you set up the standings and the ratings of all these managers.
I created a three-part system, career value, which measures the quantity of a manager's success, BQ value, which is a Latin term, best quinquennium, which means your best five consecutive years. So a manager's ability of being dynastic, think Casey Stengel from 49 to 53, or Joe McCarthy from 36 to 39. Then the B5 value, which is basically a manager's best five individual seasons, and they don't have to be consecutive and all that. So what I did was I ran every eligible I ran all the managers from 1871 to 2025, including the Negro Leagues, isolated those managers who served a minimum of 5 years in organized baseball from 1871 to 2025, got 274 candidates. And what I did was out of those 274, I discovered who were the 50 greatest of all time using those three standards. A composite rating about how high they ranked on all three of those categories. And the end result is Patriarchs of the Dugout, Baseball's Greatest Managers.
Let me ask you a question, Matthew DiAbbasso.
Yes.
At one point, obviously, the Yankees, 1927, certainly were dominant. They had the best players. But now it's more outrageous with the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees being able to pay five and six and seven times more than another team in Major League Baseball. So how do you compare a Kevin Cash when they've got a $70 or $80 million budget versus the Dodgers, which has a $300 or $400 or $500 million budget? How do you compare that? How do you judge it fairly?
I don't really go by that, because even before the free agent era, John McGraw's Giants, they were always the richest franchise in the National League. They always could outpay everyone else and get the top talent there. So even during the reserve clause era, you know, you were still having that disparity and all that. Same with Rupert's Yankees and all that. They were outbid everyone else for talent. So no, I never really dealt with financials. My rating system was based on winning percentages of the team, you know, in that given season there. The higher your winning percentage was in a season, the more plus points you could earn and all that. Plus, you got extra points for, like, okay, earning a wild card berth, or before the wild card was ever introduced, a second place finish, winning a pennant, winning the World Series was, of course, the ultimate value and all that. Commensurately, I had a plus minus system where if you had a losing season, you would lose X amount of points there. The lower your winning percentage was, the more points you lost. And also you would lose more points if you finished in last place and all that. So it was always counterbalanced. So no, I never really went into like Pythagorean theorems or financial disparities or anything like that. It's just pure winning percentages.
Art, you've been around 128 years. Matthew DiAbbasso, Patriarchs of the dugout.
Well, one of my questions I wanted to ask you, Matthew, and I know you put your heart and soul into this, is I look at some of the Yankee teams, like with Casey Stengel, or even the late 70s with Billy Martin, or some of the big red machines with, you know, with Sparky Anderson. I mean, are those three of the guys that are in the pantheon of greatness in Major League Baseball history?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, Sparky's in the top five, you know, Casey top five, you know, Joe Torre top five. You got it. You know,
did Casey lose out by taking the Mets job? Did he drop down in your mind by, you know, having to deal with an expansion team, the old New York Mets?
That's part of it. But don't forget his earlier managerial career with the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Boston Braves. He never had a winning season.
Right.
It was that old joke Warren Spahn said, I played with him before and after he became a managerial genius because he was with the Braves and the Mets and all that, but not with the Yankees.
And great players can make you look like a genius. Am I right on that?
But look at Joe Torre. Up to 1995, there was no way you could have placed him in the pantheon. I mean, losing record and all that, but only when he went to the Yankees. All that is, like I said in my chapter, it's a tale of two Joe Torres. The first one in this, and Joe Torre 2.0, it was the 2.0 that got him in the pantheon. Look at Bobby Cox. Before he got the Atlanta Braves job, I mean, his early years with the Braves, his first stint with the Braves, and even with Toronto, okay, he came close to winning a pennant in 85, but not exactly the greatest of all time. He would not have been top 50 material then, but it's only when he went to Atlanta, that second stint, that domination from 1991 to the end of his career, that's what placed him in the pantheon and all that. But even then, he didn't crack top 10, according to my calculations, simply because those early lean years, and also his four World Series losses. Only one championship, five world pennants, you know, only one championship.
Saw a great picture of Ted Turner with Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Ted passed away this week.
Yeah.
You know, showcasing his world championship ring.
Yeah, but only that one, though. I mean, if he had been winning those other four, that would have altered the equation there. I mean, same with Earl Weaver. I got him in the top 20, but not the top 10 because those three World Series losses, especially the 69 and 71 ones, that cost him in the middle of the BQ value, because if he had won one of those three straight, that really would have launched him, placed him in the top 10 and all that.
Laura, so you're on with Matthew Diabas, Patriarchs of the Dugout. Laura, take it away.
So, hi, Matt. So,
hey.
Inquiring minds want to know who are the top five in your book, or do we have to buy the book to find out?
Well, I'm not going to tell you the specific order, but I'll tell you, okay. You know, Casey is top five. Torre is top five. Sparky's top five. Joe McCarthy's top five. And John McGraw's top five. But to know precisely where, you got to buy the book. You got to buy the book, though.
Interesting that you didn't put Austin in there.
Yeah.
No, because don't forget, remember there was a lean period for Walter Alston from 67 to 73. The Dodgers were in rebuilding mode. He had that losing season in 1958 when they first moved to Los Angeles. And the fact that he lost the 66 series, the fact that he didn't win the pennant in 62, I could have helped him add points to his, you know, BQ and B5 values there. The fact he lost in 74, again, that kind of cost him a chance.
Guy like Connie Mack, who managed more games than anybody?
Cornelius McGillicuddy to you.
Yeah, exactly. Now the thing is, I got Connie in the top 10, but the problem is, he won 3,776 games, but he lost over 4,000 games. Yeah, he won, was it nine or 10 pennants, won five World Series, but guess what? He also finished last 17 times.
That's what I was going to
say. In his managerial career. In fact, a record eight consecutive times from 1915, was it 1922 or 23 thereabouts and all that. Yeah, he managed some great teams, but also he managed a stinking lousy teams.
I know.
Philadelphia too.
Following up on what Art said earlier, did you take into account the caliber of the players at all, that of the teams that they were managing, or was it just based on records?
Simply based on the team regular season winning percentage and how they performed in the postseason.
How about Pasadena's Dick Williams?
Oh, he's in. Yeah, definitely in there. Yeah, I've got him. Let's see. Top 30. Yeah.
Well,
I talked long. I'm gonna, a nice chapter on Dick Williams.
Mark, go ahead.
I always say when I get up there and God decides to send me back down, I'm either going to be a baseball player or a prosecutor. So I'm going to bring my prosecuting things to the thing. I'm going to lay out some facts here, Matt.
What a combination Mark.
Yeah, you and I talk a lot. When I look at, I'm going to start with some of these players, and then I'm going to kind of lead into where I'm going with it. But, you know, if we're looking at only wins and losses, you know, Robert Horry is not a better player with seven rings than Charles Barkley is. So when I look at the managers, Dave Roberts is a good manager, but he's not better than Alex Cora. And I know you have Dave Roberts ahead of Alex Cora in this thing. And the reason is here.
Didn't Alex Cora just get fired?
Well, yeah, he got fired, but he did wonders in Boston, man, being a last place team to pull him back into the thing. But can it be with some of these teams are given, you know, inheritances from dead uncles and dead aunts every year that they can buy players? And Dave Roberts, to me, isn't really running this team. It's Charles, what's his name? Andrew Friedman. So analytics plays a part in how the Dodgers are being managed, correct?
Thing is, Dave, I don't get into the weeds of analytics there. I'm not interested in, you know, expected wins and all that. Actually, you underestimate Dave Roberts. I mean, I talk about it. More 100-win seasons than any other Dodgers manager. The fact that he's got three World Series rings and all that. And in fact, he has a shot this year of being the first National League manager to three-peat as a World Series champion.
Ever.
Yeah, the fact that, and don't laugh, if he had won those World Series where he lost to Boston and Houston, guess what? He would rank even higher. He would be top five in my pantheon if he had won those World Series and all that. In fact, if he can three-peat this year, he just might move up into the top five according to my rating system and all that. I don't get into a caliber of players there. I'm focusing on what actually happened.
Well, hold on, Matthew. I got to say something to Matthew. Yes.
Matthew, here comes Fred.
You talk about, got about 2 minutes left in the segment. Dave Roberts. Okay. Yes. Last week they're playing Miami. Right. Miami.
They're playing
Miami.
Miami.
They're
at home.
Marlins, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're at home. They're up. The Miami's up 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Dodgers at home. Okay.
Yeah.
First two guys get on base. Friedland bunts, sacrifices. With guess who's up next? Otani.
Otani.
And of course,
he took the bat right out of his hands.
Otani. And then Friedman hits into a double play. What kind of sense does that possibly make? They're better off if Friedland strikes out, because then they've got first and second, and they're not going to walk Otani. So Dave Roberts, to me, sometimes has lost his mind. Your thoughts?
Well, I knew when you got the book, you were gonna hit me on Dave Roberts.
I love you, Fred. I never liked him at all.
Casey made some crazy moves. You know, Connie Mack at the end would make some crazy moves too. At the end there, even Joe McCarthy started Denny Gailhouse in the 48 playoff instead of, you know, Mel Parnell. You know why? You know. I think you got to give Dave Roberts a chance. I mean, it may look bad now, but I think down come September, you know, it'd be interesting to see if he can get the Dodgers.
How about a guy like Bruce Bochy?
He's in there. Yeah, definitely
I
in
love
there.
Bruce
but
Bochy.
The thing is, he's not as high up as one would expect because, you know, he had
those
some
Padre
years.
Yep,
the Padre years. Even some of the Giants years after 2015, he had some lean years, so it kind of dragged him down. Even with the Rangers, he had like some mediocre seasons there. So, but he's definitely up there. I got him.
He's won four titles.
Matthew, we got to go. Yes. You know about that. Many time co-host Matthew Diabas with us, author of Patriarchs of the Dugout. How do people pick up the book? And believe me, it's heavy. When do they pick it up? How do they pick it up?
It's not available in stores. You must go to Amazon. It is up at either paperback or Kindle. You must go to Amazon. Just type in my name, MatthewDiabase. And there you go. Patriarchs of the Dugout. And it's on sale at 25% off and will be for the remainder of the baseball season.
Hey, Matthew. Mike Socia is online, too. He wants to talk to you.
Yeah. All right, Matthew, you'll be on many times. You know that right here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, see you
Thank
in
you,
2 weeks.
Matthew Diabas, very much.
Yep, see you.
I love
All right,
Matt,
back with more.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, I'd like to thank Matthew DeBus back on Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And this week, of course, we lost Ted Turner, and he meant a lot to television and radio and everything else. But the thing I remember him most for, of course, be the Braves, but also CNN Sports with Fred Hickman and company. Art, at 128 years of age, you remember
Nick Charles, Fred Hickman.
Vince Cellini.
What do you think of that CNN broadcast and whatever?
You know who else we lost was John Sterling, who was also a part of that team, which had Don Sutton and Pete Van Wieren, and you had Joe Simpson, and I think there was another great one, and Ernie Johnson Sr. was involved, and Skip Carey. And yeah. I think, you know, except for Joe Simpson, I think they've all passed away now. But I looked at John Sterling's career, and I got to tell you, man, what a prolific career as a broadcaster from, you know, the Braves to the Yankees, and amazing.
Let me say something. He started at the Yankees in 1989. In 1987, I filled in, I think I told you a million times on WFAN when they first started. I filled in 7 weeks off and on. And I met Susan Waldman at that point. And they didn't have the Yankees. They had the Mets when I was doing it in 1987. But she was very, very nice. And she's lasted since 1989 also with the New York Yankees. She does a fine job on radio.
I think she does a great job, too. A lot of people don't like her, Fred. I've never understood that.
Laura, any comments about the loss of Ted Turner, Jane Fonda, and whatever?
Well, yeah, I mean, he changed the history of news for sure. I mean, CNN 24-hour news cycle didn't exist before Ted Turner. I remember him, too, at the Atlanta games, you know, cheering on the Braves. And Yeah, it's a big loss.
I actually got to sit on a plane ride from Atlanta to LA with Ted, and he was a hoot, you guys. This guy was a lot more intelligent than you think he was, and he also owned more land in the state of New Mexico than anybody that's ever lived at one point in time.
Did he own Los Alamos?
Okay. Yes.
Epstein
actually bought his house.
Mark, you got 15 seconds. What does Ted Turner mean to you?
Well, he was a Scorpio. He was a maverick. I liked him, man. I really did. I thought that in 1977 when he told the team that he's going to stop the 17-game losing streak in Pittsburgh, he put on the uniform, and I think the Pirates beat him that night, too. And
all right, for Mark, for Mario, Laura, and Art, I'll spread away more of Sports Overnight America.